Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's the Gwinnett Chamber Business Expo and Job Fair. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
And we are back live at the Gwinnett Chambers Business Expo and Job Fair. It's been a crazy day, a busy day, and as we wrap up the day here, it's our pleasure to be joined by the president of the Gwinnett Chamber, Dr. Daniel Kaufman. And Dr. Kaufman, congratulations, another successful Expo and Job Fair.
Well, thanks, Mike. We appreciate that very much. The place has a lot of energy and lots of great displayers and lots of interested customers, and so it was a great day. It has been a great day.
What is it about Gwinnett County and Gwinnett businesses and the chamber that seems to be so unique compared to other organizations elsewhere?
Well, I think we take our motto that success lives here seriously. And people have an entrepreneurial spirit, but beyond that, they have a commitment to the success of the community. And so they care not just about the success of their business or their organization. They care about the success of the entire Gwinnett community. And that enthusiasm is contagious, and it just infects everybody, which is why I'm here, why I took this job, was to be able to tell the Gwinnett story and to help this remarkable community continue to grow.
You've been like a politician today, you know, shaking hands and meeting folks. What's the reaction and feedback you're getting regarding today's activities?
Great event. I think the good news is that I think everybody can sense now that we've got our energy back, we've got our mojo back, we're growing. As you know, Gwinnett has been the fastest growing county in Georgia for the last 3 years. In fact, significant percentage of the entire growth of the population in the state of Georgia is in Gwinnett County. And so there's that sense now that we've got our forward momentum, and that's the Gwinnett County that all of us remember, and now it's nice to have it back.
Dr. Kaufman with the Gwinnett Chamber joining us, and as we get closer and closer to the fall and start wrapping up 2015, looking ahead to 2016, what's on the horizon for the Gwinnett Chamber?
Well, we want to continue to grow our membership. Now that the economy is improving and our young entrepreneurs are having some success and starting their businesses and really taking hold, we want to make sure that we're responsive to the needs of small business, but also to get them in the chamber so that we can continue to provide the services that they need. So obviously we want to continue to grow our membership. Our Small Business Essentials program has been terrific. I mean, it really has. The response has been great, and so we want to make sure that we continue to serve the interests of our members, all of our members. But we're, as you know well, a small business community, as are most communities. And so that's going to continue to be a major focus of ours. So we're excited about the future. We think we've got some announcements coming up of some relocations and some expansions, some major projects that might come under construction. I mean, it's nice to see the cement trucks back on the street.
Yeah. Well, it's been a wonderful day. We've had so many businesses on the air with us on Business Radio X. They've enjoyed coming here to the expo, to the job fair. We do appreciate our partnership with the Gwinnett Chamber, and thank you so much for helping get that started this year, and we look forward to many years together.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. What you guys do is great. I mean, as the voice of the business community here in Gwinnett, we appreciate it very much. We're proud to be your partner and your teammate, and I think we look forward to, as the momentum increases, as the economy continues to grow, I think it's happy days are here again.
Absolutely. Dr. Daniel Kaufman, live from the Gwinnett Chambers Business Expo and Job Fair.